Since the coronavirus has become our new reality, what one supplement has been skyrocketed to fame? Vitamin D. Now, we all know eating our fruits and vegetables is the best way to get our daily allowance of vitamins and minerals, but supplements have always been a part of helping ensure we are getting what we need for our body. Never before have I seen more products and supplements on the market claiming to help strengthen immunity. And just to be clear, while no supplement will cure or prevent disease, we are seeing a rise in many turning to supplements to strengthen their immunity in hopes of protecting against COVID-19. Vitamin C, zinc, B vitamins, garlic, elderberry, turmeric, and ginger are all very popular when it comes to boosting our immune system and reducing inflammation. But at the very top of the list is good old vitamin D. Vitamin D is essential to the health and functioning of our immune system. To put it simply, vitamin D enhances the effect of our white blood cells. They fight against the bad stuff in our bodies. Vitamin D is sometimes called the sunshine vitamin because it's made when the cholesterol in our skin is exposed to the UV rays of the sun. I love that about vitamin D. One of my favorite things to do is soak up the sun. Safely, of course, but I could sit outside on a sunny day with a glass of ice water and be like a turtle on a log, not moving for hours. Did you know half of the U.S. population is actually deficient in vitamin D? It's true. So it sounds like we all need to go outside and soak up the sun. God knew what he was doing when he said, "Let there be light," and saw that it was good. And it's no accident that throughout scripture, God is likened to the sun. In Habakkuk 3:4, we read, "His radiance is like the sunlight. He has rays flashing from his hands." In Psalm 84:11, "The Lord God is a sun and shield." And in Matthew 17:2, when Jesus was transfigured before them, his face shone like the sun. I also discovered this verse in the prophetic book of Malachi, the last book of the Old Testament in the very last chapter, Malachi 4:1-2. "Surely the day is coming. It will burn like a furnace. All the arrogant and every evildoer will be stubble. And the day that is coming will set them on fire, says the Lord Almighty. Not a root or a branch will be left to them. But for you who revere my name, the sun of righteousness will rise with healing in its rays, and you will go out and frolic like well-fed calves." What in the world does that mean for us? Judgment is coming. And like a fire consumes every root and branch of a forest, ultimately every evil will be consumed. But for the faithful to God, the warm, healing rays of the sun of righteousness will shine upon us and we will be free forever. That's the truth, and I can't wait. Let the sun shine into your life for more than just vitamin D today. It's not only good for your body, it's good for your soul. I'm Lori Klein.